Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, board-certified urologist. I'm a doctor.
Are you?
Yeah.
You keep saying it. Surgeon
first.
I hope it's true.
Surgeon first, baby.
Surgeon first. That's why you're always coming at people with scissors.
That's right. I'm joined by my co-host, Donna Lee.
That's right. Comedy first over here. I'm a board-certified co-host.
Being a urologist has kind of helped me become expert in men's health. At least smarter than most people.
Sometimes.
We have a practice in Central Texas in the Austin area. We have four, almost five offices now. Mm-hmm. We have some amazingly awesome offerings. We have a full array of urologic care. And we just added an interventional radiologist. We're offering in-house prostate artery embolization. It is something fascinating for enlarged prostates. It's minimally invasive.
Very
it really
cool.
up your alley if you have a big prostate and don't want a catheter. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. So if you're interested,
cool.
we would love to see you.
That's
Donna,
right.
How do people get a hold of us?
We will have more information on our website soon about that, but you can reach out to us at 512-238-0762. Our website is armormenshealth.com, and you can also be redirected to our main website, northaustinurology.com, through that website. But we do take questions at the website. We'll answer them anonymously. We have special guests on the show from time to time, or almost every week now, and if you have a question for the guests, you can also submit the question there at armormenshealth.com.
And today we're joined by a really good friend of our practice, Dr. Philip Oob of Oob Medical, O-U-B-R-E. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I love how you say it.
Dr. Oob is a functional medicine doctor. That is a branch of medicine that many patients out there are not familiar with. And they didn't even know doctors like you existed.
Correct. And I didn't know doctors like me existed until I became one.
And unfortunately, a lot of people may have the wrongful impression that this is more of a kind of a frou-frou kind of like not serious of way to practice medicine. But these are the same people that innately know that what you put into your body and how you live your life can affect your health.
Mm-hmm.
So really a functional medicine doctor is going to try to dig deeper into your conditions. Now, you're not treating kidney stones like that, where they're having severe pain right now.
Right.
Right.
Take this supplement and go rest at home.
And you're not,
do a meditation.
And you're not dealing with acute appendicitis or brain tumors. And this is not what you're here to do. You're here to deal with more of those vague symptoms that kind of causes chronic fatigue, really affect our lifestyle, cause more stress that a lot of people suffer from.
Now, I wanted to put an asterisk on a couple of those because kidney stones can often be a symptom of candida overgrowth. Candida steals our own, and we're going to talk about mitochondria. So candida steals some of our mitochondrial components and converts it into oxalic acid. And elevated oxalic acid, of course, gets eliminated in the urine.
It is absolutely the case that kidney stones, prostate cancer, urinary issues, low testosterone has a functional medicine basis in terms of what we eat and how we live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to energy, I always learned that the energy maker of the cell is the mitochondria. and did you know, Donna, that the mitochondria, we think evolutionarily, was a bacteria,
okay,
that was eaten by early cells because it's an energy maker.
We've enslaved it.
Oh,
we enslaved the mitochondria in our cells. It has its own DNA, and it's only passed from the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because
how
there's
do you
no...
know all this? And I've been talking about this in the clinic
for weeks.
I'm a
doctor.
And nobody said...
doctor.
I have been bringing this up, and you said nothing to me.
The mitochondria is fascinating. And it only
comes
from the mother.
He's just trying to show off in front of me.
I had to go listen to somebody else's podcast to learn about mitochondria.
So all of our mitochondria that's in our bodies came from the first mother.
Wow.
Wicked.
So
it's
mitochondria
wicked. So it's
are
all
little...
the women's fault is what I'm hearing.
Apparently. As always.
I never said anything like
that. Your eyebrows were making those signs to me.
My eyebrows.
The mitochondria, let's talk about what it is, because I just recently feel like I learned some amazing wealth of knowledge.
So tell us, Dr. Oob, what is the mitochondria functionally to us, even though I love the idea of how it looks under the microscope?
It is a cool-looking thing under the microscope. Wish I could say some sort of Latin way of what mito and chondria mean, but I actually have no idea. we will have to look that up. So basically, the simplest way I explain it to patients is, because the mitochondria are so important, we actually blame almost all of disease on mitochondrial dysfunction. You can really boil it down to even cancers caused by mitochondrial dysfunction.
It
and
is
all
the
kinds
woman's
of things.
Fault.
Told you. You've said it right already, that the mitochondria make the majority of energy for the cell in a healthy person. We'll get more into that. And so the idea behind the mitochondria is it is an enslaved bacteria is the idea inside of a cell. And you can have up to hundreds and thousands of them inside one cell, depending on how much energy that tissue is making. So say a fat cell doesn't really make a lot of energy. It just kind of sits there. It's not going to have much mitochondria. And like a liver cell is going to have a lot of mitochondria. The mitochondria are basically the thing that takes the food, the cheeseburger, you're going to eat tonight, takes the food that you break down in your intestines, you absorb those molecules as energy, the liver packages it, and then the liver sends out these packages of energy for every cell to manufacture their own energy. It's kind of like there's gas stations all around, and you put gas in your car, but it's not energy. Your engine has to convert that gas into energy that's useful to the car. The mitochondria is what takes the energy packages from the liver floating in the bloodstream and actually converts it into usable energy by the cell.
What's the energy packet that the liver sells out? Is that cholesterol?
So LDL, yeah. LDL is the main energy molecule that's floating out there, but of course, sugar, proteins.
Because we look at cholesterol as a bad word.
Correct.
But in fact, it's...
Don't get me started.
It is how we get energy.
It's energy.
It's just a very concentrated way of getting energy.
Yes.
Because
and
sugar
we try
is
to
so
demonize it.
Sugar is so inefficient.
Oh, it's terrible.
But cholesterol is better. But moderating sugars and cholesterol.
Absolutely.
And so then the cholesterol goes around, goes to the cell, it goes through the membrane, goes into the mitochondria, and then you make ATP, which is like the energy thing that the cell's going to use.
Mm-hmm. So, and NAD plus and NADH, if anyone's familiar with NAD plus infusions and things.
How do mitochondria's dysfunction then?
So I love talking about this, but I have to try to make sure we keep it simple. So I like to compare the cell membrane of every cell as the front door to your home. So if you want to get groceries into your home, you have to open the front door. And if you want to get trash out, well, I mean, I guess not everybody goes to the front door, but you get what the metaphor is going through.
Who takes the trash out?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Not the men.
Honey.
The women.
Okay.
The dysfunctional women do that.
So the idea is if you have a functioning door, then you can take the groceries in and the trash out. And so as that cell membrane gets dysfunctional, it's like putting multiple deadbolts on that door. So it's harder to get groceries in, harder to get trash out. Well, the mitochondria, in order for it to function, has a double cell membrane. So it's inside of a cell membrane. And then it itself has a double cell membrane to actually generate energy. So this cell membrane is multiple doors. So if the doors are so deadbolted, then it can't even get energy into the cell, into the mitochondria. And so the cell could have plenty of cholesterol, plenty of energy, but if it can't get the energy, those energy particles into the mitochondria can't make it at all. This cell membrane is hardened and disrupted by lack of fish oils and lack of healthy oils. We eat primarily in America inflammatory foods, and inflammation thickens our membranes. Inflammatory oils like vegetable oils and things, too much of those end up hardening our membranes. Our membranes are supposed to be very fluid. So we call this oxidative stress when you eat inflammatory foods and poor detox. And these oxidative stress actually change oils no differently than burning an oil. You can pour olive oil in a pan and burn it, and it's different after it's burnt. Well, that's what happens to your mitochondria. If your mitochondria can't get the energy into it, nor the energy after it's processed it out of it, then it starts to get dysfunctional. And the mitochondria primarily operates off of fat. Fat has a lot more calories, a lot more energy than sugar does.
It's more efficient.
Yes.
And so when the mitochondria are dysfunctional or not working properly, does that cell like not work as efficiently?
Correct. And then it starts sending out molecules saying hormones saying I'm hungry because I can't make enough energy. So when those cells start saying I'm hungry because I can't make enough energy,
it starts sending out more cholesterol.
No, sugar.
Ah.
So the mitochondria does not use sugar. The cell can use sugar without the mitochondria. So red blood cells, fun little fact, red blood cells do not have a mitochondria. They only operate on sugar. Well, they're in the bloodstream, so there's always sugar.
Sperm don't have mitochondria either.
Look at that.
Oh, I had to jump
in. No wonder they're so useless. They do one thing and that's it.
But really well.
Just keep swimming.
For a little while.
Just keep swimming.
So as mitochondria get more dysfunctional, people start craving even more sugar. Sugar comes with inflammatory molecules and is inflammatory to the human body, so it worsens the problem. And then you get obesity, then you get cardiovascular disease, strokes, cancers. Cancer loves sugar. So really, if you kind of boil it down, and I did it very simply, mitochondrial dysfunction is the root of all evil.
Wow.
And so, thus, women.
So, and that's and for those of you joining later, it's because all the mitochondria in our body come from our mother.
Correct.
Because the sperm doesn't have mitochondria.
Correct.
The egg does. So so from the beginning of time, and that's actually how they actually trace the motherhood genome has been traced because the mitochondria has its own DNA that's different than our human DNA. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a fascinating discussion on what mitochondria is. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we fix the mitochondria and what kind kind of supplements we might be able to take. Awesome. How do people get a hold of you, Dr. Oob?
So you can use my website, oobmedical.com. That's O-U-B-R-E, medical.com. I'm not going to mention the www, because that ages me.
I was waiting
and
for
our
it.
Phone number is 512-829-1104.
And if you have questions for Dr. Oob or have questions for us, want to learn more about what we're talking about, how do people get a hold of us?
You can reach out to us through the website, armormenshealth.com. You can submit questions there for Dr. Oob or any other specialist that we've had on the show. And then you can also call us and ask for me during the week, 512-238-0762. You can listen to our podcast wherever you listen to free podcasts. Thanks, guys.
Hello, and welcome back to the Armor Men's Health Show. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my amazing director and co-host, Dr. Donnelly.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. What is that thing called that directors use and they make... It's called
the slammer.
You know what has a purpose? I didn't learn this until I was doing video editing.
What's the purpose?
The purpose is to synchronize all of the microphones on a single sound spike.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Well, we need that.
Well, I will forget that very quickly.
Because your mitochondria is down.
My mitochondria is down. We are joined again by Dr. Philip Oob of Oob Medical. He is a functional medicine specialist. Before I do that, Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
There's no W in Oob, by the way. We've moved forward from that.
Yes.
Our website's armormenshealth.com. And then you can check out our main website, which is northaustinurology.com from armormenshealth.com.
That's
wonderful.
Pointed
out to me I'm such an incredible marketing manager.
This is a men's health show. On our last segment, we began talking about the mitochondria, which is an organelle in cells that are the energy makers for the cells.
Mm-hmm.
And it never occurred to me that that little power plant could have dysfunction. But what an amazing insight into how, if that thing isn't working, why it can lead to so many other problems. And Donna, you're a big fan of the mitochondria nowadays.
I know. Mm. I fell on this other podcast. I cheated on this one day, and I found this other wellness podcast, Dr. Pinkston. And she was talking to some cardiologist about mitochondria. I just never really thought it through. And I just was so educated. I couldn't wait to have Dr. Ubeck on so we could talk to him.
And you started taking a mitochondria supplement,
mm-hmm.
right? What's it called?
It's called Mitoblast. Shooting you the picture, Dr. Ubeck.
And for our listeners, we don't get paid or sponsored.
No,
it's just sharing insights that we have with our listeners that we want you to know.
The combination of the hormones I'm on and then the Mitoblast, and it's got some green tea in it. Like, it's mm-hmm. Really amazing.
HCG.
I just feel so good.
And it makes you really good. It's giving you some better energy.
I've gotten so much more energy in the last few weeks. I started it maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Oob, when you have somebody who's feeling fatigued and you suspect mitochondrial dysfunction, what is do you do any testing, and what do you do for treatment?
Kind of as we talked about in the last segment, is that almost all disease is mitochondrial dysfunction. So no matter what the patient comes to me with as far as symptom-wise, it's always related to mitochondrial dysfunction. And so you can boil it down fairly simple into, and like we talked about with other things, some things are just kind of inherent. It makes sense that if the mitochondria need to be functional in order to work, they need nutrients, they need to be able to get groceries in, and they need to be able to get the trash out. And so each human struggles with different components of that. And so you go all the way back to the food, of course, and say, well, if you're putting trash in, like if you're putting cheeseburgers like you're going to eat tonight and into the system, then your mitochondria may not be so pleasant and enjoy that. And so in addition, the mitochondria, remember, don't thrive on sugar. They thrive on fat. So if you're eating a high sugar diet, a high carb diet, or also known as a low fat diet, which is the primary diet most Americans eat and is absolutely atrocious. So actually, it sounds completely backwards, but eating a high fat diet with lots of vegetables and fiber is actually the main way to feed the mitochondria. Not only does that feed the mitochondria the nutrients they need, but it also feeds your microbiome, the gut bacteria and things you need to help take the trash out every day.
Give us an example of the high fat diet that is acceptable here.
So
what does that mean? And vegetables, you said.
That's a good question, because that does kind of sound like I'm promoting keto, and it does not need to be keto. But what I do teach Americans, as most of my patients, is that if you're not actively avoiding carbs, you're eating too many. So it's not to say that you need to be zero carbs. That's not the goal. But if you're not actively avoiding carbs, they're everywhere. Like when I walked into the studio, there was donuts and things in the studio, right?
Who brought those?
I don't know.
I think that was me.
Uh-huh. We're constantly exposed to sugar. It's such a quick source of energy, and it tastes delicious. So too much sugar causes mitochondrial dysfunction, because sugar is inflammatory. Inflammation damages our mitochondria and worsens everything.
Hmm. So when it comes to testing for it.
I forgot the question.
Are there tests that people can do for mitochondrial dysfunction?
There's absolutely tests. And what I will say, even in the functional medicine world, many functional medicine doctors don't even know how to interpret those tests, because they're very very complicated. And we've got a long ways to go in the testing world to really understand mitochondria. One of my favorite tests is actually called an organic acids test. And so the organic acids test, which is a urine test, a frozen urine test, it looks at gut markers, it looks at detox markers, but there's specific sections on mitochondrial markers. And what they're looking at in the mitochondrial world, this is a urine test. So basically, as we learned in med school, the Krebs cycle, or the citric acid cycle, is the main cycle that the mitochondria are utilizing to make energy. And that cycle is a cycle. So you're supposed to have all of those components in balance, constantly rotating like a clock, always going around. So if any one level is high, it's saying that that reaction couldn't go to the next step. So that level is high, and thus you found extra in the urine. And then the next level is low. And so what we look at those markers to see, are they in balance? Because if they're in balance, then that means the mitochondria are functioning properly. You can also look at the detox markers, because if you're not detoxifying well, that's kind of a double whammy, because the detoxification is not just a product you buy. Detoxification is an incredibly energetic process. It takes a lot of energy to detoxify. So doing like the master cleanse and drinking water and juice is not the way to detoxify, because you've shut down your energy factories. The mitochondria needs that energy to detoxify. So you can look at the detox markers. Another thing you can look at it, and this makes sense, if something's not detoxifying well, then it's going to hold on to those toxins and the toxin is going to damage itself. So you can look at things in the urine, like lipid peroxides is one of the markers. Lipid peroxides are, lipids are another word for cholesterols, as you know. And as we talked about in the last segment, the mitochondria has a double cell membrane. Our cell membrane is called a lipid bilayer. That's lipids, cholesterols. And so the more oxidative damage, which basically means poor detox, the more oxidative damage to the cell membrane, to the mitochondria, you make more damages to those lipids, and those are called lipid peroxides, and then you urinate out those lipid peroxides. So you can measure that.
So for this idea that there's going to be one supplement that you can maybe get off the shelf that's going to help your mitochondria may not be completely true.
Oh, no, not at all.
Understanding what the balance is that's off, some more in-depth testing, is going to be kind of an important thing, and then you can supplement or detoxify in a very personalized way.
Correct. And that's kind of what we do in functional medicine. Yes, almost all disease is based on mitochondrial dysfunction. Everyone's path to getting that disease is different. Correct.
And understanding how your diet specifically may change. And, you know, a lot of people think they're eating healthy.
Oh, most people believe.
And understanding maybe how your diet might be affecting your health and yourself on a very microscopic level, I think is such a wonderful gift that you can give to yourself.
Now, and your family.
And these tests, they cost money, right?
They do. Surprisingly, in the functional medicine world, yeah, a lot of things are out of pocket. Insurance covers a few things. But honestly, if you've got a good functional medicine doctor, so much can be determined just on your clinical story. That's always been so much time with our patients, because it's not only identifying with them and connecting with them, but if you listen to someone's story, you know what they're eating, you know what they've done most of their life. Like if you take my story, I grew up on grits in South Louisiana and Pop-Tarts and Frosted Flakes and antibiotics.
And hamburgers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, more jambalaya than hamburgers.
That's the same noise that I think your wife said you make during sex. Same hamburger noise.
Homer Simpson.
Anyway,
So yeah, listening to someone's story, I often tell patients in the functional medicine world, I can spend thousands of dollars on testing, and I love testing. We all doctors do. But what I would rather do is order the test once. I want to order the test once. I want to say, based on your story, you have this problem, and I'm going to treat it this way via a clinical diagnosis, which is an art that's lost in modern medicine, I believe. And then after I fix that problem, I want to do the test to prove that it's completely fixed. In an ideal world, I only order a test once. It's not true. It doesn't actually happen that way. But it would be nice to say, hey, you're mold toxic. You have mold toxins in your body from this exposure, the water leak, whatever it may be, and these symptoms. We're going to treat you and do A, B, C, and D. And after D is done, then we're going to do the mycotox test, which is another urine test, to look for those mold toxins. And I want to see zero, to say, job well done, on to the next.
I think that's really important for those of you that are listening that have complex medical conditions, aren't getting the time you need from the physicians that are seeing you. And listen, your doctors are well-trained. They work very hard, but they have to see, you know, 30 patients a day
and the interest
to be
model.
Able to make their note every month. And it's just an unfortunate thing that we don't have enough doctors. Mm-hmm. And we don't have enough time. But if you are complicated and you need to see somebody that will take the time, you need to really consider a functional medicine doctor. And how do people make appointments with you? And maybe you could just briefly go over what kind of training you went
through. I'm a regular physician, just like Dr. Mystery, went to med school and residency.
I'm not regular.
Regular.
I mean, let's not go too far, Philip.
Philip.
I took lots of classes and watched the same podcasts, read the same books that many patients do. And I talked to a patient yesterday that has seen other functional medicine docs and seen podcasts and wasn't sure what to do. But I've got the benefit of having patients. And so whatever I've learned, I've applied it to patients as the litmus test to see if that thing worked. And so there's so many weird things out there in functional medicine, so many people promoting anything that you're willing to buy. And so in functional medicine, get lost. So luckily with my training and applying it to clinical practice, I've kind of narrowed down what actually works in functional medicine and what's just snake oil. So I've mainly attended the IFM, Institute of Functional Medicine, which is a conference for medical doctors to learn functional medicine.
And what I would tell listeners is that your health is worth a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And
spend it now or spend it later.
And you're going to spend it on diabetic medications and illness, and you're going to wish that you had intervened earlier. Very few people regret eating and living healthy.
Right. Right? Living longer.
Man, I got a disease. I should have just eaten a bunch of cheeseburgers.
Man, I had a really long, healthy life.
Man, that was terrible. Donna, how do people get a hold of us and get questions to Dr. Oob?
That's right. You can call us during the week, 512-238-0762, our website, armormenshealth.com, and check out our podcast, just like this one, wherever you listen to amazing podcasts. Thank you so much, Dr. Oob.
Thanks, Dr. Oob.
The Armor Men's Health Show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.